Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar there, the Dire Straits, bringing us back. 23, did I say that? 23 after? I'm Jim Blasingame. I don't think I said that. I am the Small Business Advocate. I need to say that again because I want you to know that I'm the only one like me, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. There's only one Jeffrey Zabar, too, and the world is really happy about that. Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. He is an award-winning journalist. He is the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting, those three, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's
any place else you want to send us?
We can go at Chief Home Office on Twitter, and then I have a Chief Home Officer Facebook page, and I'll meet you guys for a cup of coffee
there
down at the local $4 too, so wherever you want to go.
So Jeff, do you think, I don't think the smartwatch type of thing, not just the Apple Watch, I don't think the smartwatch thing is going to catch on. And the reason, two reasons, number one, I tried to give my son, who's in his 30s, I tried to give him a nice watch. He didn't want it. You know what he said? Dad, I don't wear watches.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
He's not even a 20-something. He's in his 30s, right?
Right.
He says, I don't wear watches. So we got two generations of people who, that's like 40% of the population doesn't wear watches or want a watch. So that's just one thing. The other thing is the human form factor. Why, we've been able to make smaller cell phones, mobile phones, for a long time, but why are they getting bigger? Because we still have fingers and eyes that need it to be a certain size. I don't think the watch is going to catch on. What do you think?
I don't think
it's going to disrupt anything.
I don't think so. I think you have your early adopters who stood in line to get this and, you know, bumped up Apple's quarterlies and put more money in their bank, so they're, you know, almost $200 or $300 billion in the bank now. But those are the outliers, and I don't mean in the sense of outliers in the positive sense who are truly going to make change in the marketplace. Those are the people who got to have the latest, greatest, bestest. We'll leave the bestest off there, but the latest,
right,
greatest. Okay. You
and they're
and
probably
I,
stupid rich.
And they got more money than they know
spend,
what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're just willing to spend it on
that's
tech
where
like
their
that.
Values
God
are,
love
right.
them. You know, I
yeah.
mean, we mm-hmm. all spend money on things that other people
free
may
country.
Think are silly, and that's what it is. What's going on is that I have a watch in my wife got me a watch for my 30th birthday, a beautiful watch. I don't think I've put it on in 5 years. I certainly haven't worn it regularly in 20 years.
You ingrate.
You might. Exactly. I should, if I sold it and bought her a pair of diamond earrings, then maybe she'd look over there, you know, overlook
mm-hmm.
that. But the point is, my watch I carry in my pocket. It's the phone that I carry nowadays that it tells me the time, as well as it does all the connectivity things that I need to do to, you know, to stay connected in my world. I have gotten out of wearing watches. And I think that the main issue here.
But the question is, would you go back to wearing a watch? What would make you go back to wearing a watch because it had all this capability? The thing is, you're going to have one little bitty app on a screen. If it's more than that, your eye can't adjust to all that, most eyes. Your finger is too big to push that. If you can't speak to it for everything, I don't think it's going to catch on.
Right. You know what? They're counting on some doing it and you know, sort of embracing
it. But that's not a catch on.
But that's not a catch on. That's a small sliver of a possible population or market segment that, look, I think that there will be those among them, but that is, I hope they're not banking on it. It's different to come out with an iPhone 6.
If you notice that there haven't been a bunch of copycats.
Right, exactly.
I don't think there's a bunch of copycats for Apple Watch. Back when you and I first started talking to each other like this in 99, I started saying, folks, and you and I were one of the first people to talk about this, because we were talking about the convergence of the BlackBerry phone and BlackBerry email device.
Right.
That when they first put all both of those things on one device, I said, okay, folks, if you want to watch technological convergence in front of your very eyes, watch the phone. Watch the mobile
right.
phone. And then I said, and I said, in the future one day, what will happen is you'll have a watch. All of this will be on your wrist, and you'll push a button, and a hologram will pop up in front of you, and you'll have choices you can select from that hologram.
Right, right.
Because I knew that you're not going to do all that on that little bitty screen on your wrist.
Right. And it's all, you know, it's amazing how much is changing. And it's not, and on a completely just tangential note, I drove a car recently that had heads-up display.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if you've ever seen it,
yeah.
but it projects
your
speedometers on the screen, the odometer,
yeah.
you know, so you don't have to take your eyes off the screen. That's pretty, it was pretty cool to see. It's nothing
yeah.
special. It's just projecting an image onto the windshield. But it's where we are going
mm-hmm.
in life. And something like that.
Now, see, I see that happening.
That's not intrusive.
No.
And that doesn't require us make a change. Frankly, you know, putting a rear view camera on every car like Toyota or whoever it is, Honda,
right.
puts them on
right.
every car. It's A, safety, and B, is standard.
Right.
Okay. Putting a watch on my wrist, and it's disruptive.
So
it's
folks,
it's
official. Jim and Jeff have declared the smartwatch is not going to make it. So 5 years from now, you can laugh at us when we're so badly wrong. Hey, Jeff,
well,
thanks for being here.
Well, among these two people, it's not going to make it. The other 6 billion people on Earth, it may. So
Jeffrey
we'll
Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Home Officer. Thanks, Jeff. Come back soon.
Jim, always great.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.